Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Chevron Police Chief Ken Elliott has announced that he will run for county sheriff. Look for more on this story later today on our website. County commissioners on Monday approved a controversial new percentage-based tax collection fee for municipalities. Wyville City Manager Darren Curry was not allowed to finish making a statement to county commissioners on the proposal. Curry and leaders from several area municipalities were there to address the county board. The 4% fee is based on the total value of the property tax bill going out to municipalities, and it would be paid to the county along with municipal taxes. Since 2010, the county has received $3 per parcel for collecting current taxes and 8% for past due taxes. The new fee will result in hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue for the county. The county leader said the money is needed to cover the extra cost of collecting municipal taxes. State health officials said Tuesday that monkeypox has been found in wastewater in two locations in Greenville. Mpox, as it is properly known, transmits through prolonged skin-to-skin contact, often through sexual activity. That's according to the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. The two cases found in Greenville are half of the total number of Mpox type 1 cases found in the United States so far. Mpox type 1 is responsible for the outbreak in Central and Southern Africa that has killed so many people. This is going to be one busy, busy weekend in Columbus County, folks. Gerganus Farm Store is going to host its Spring Fling Flock Swap Saturday. On top of that, the Farmers Market is going to be out there participating in the Flock Swap as well. There's no cost for vendors, so you can bring your spare birds, goats, hogs, anything you've got to buy, sell, and trade like that. There'll be specialty vendors, April's Mobile Pet Grooming, face painting, food trucks, a dessert truck, a free bouncy house, and free hot dog. Columbus County Farmers Market is going to have the best local produce, fresh eggs, artisan work, and more out there as well, of course. And the event is free and very family-friendly. Saturday is Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. There'll be vendors, live music, the antique sales, fun for the kids, and much more. It's going to be at Elizabeth Brinkley Park, as always. Starts off at 9 o'clock. Last year's event was even larger than anticipated. Organizers hope this year will be even bigger and better than ever. Barbecue on the Bluff starts Friday night when the cookers move into town, but the main event is Saturday with the plate sale, music, entertainment, and more. Organizers have added a new event this year. Walkers, runners, and families are encouraged to sign up for the inaugural Oink a Walk along the Riverwalk. You can go to fairbluff.com for more information. National Prescription Drug Takeback Day is Saturday at Walmart in Wyville. Law enforcement will be accepting unwanted and outdated medications from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pills, tablets, prescription meds, and patches are welcome. However, do not bring syringes, liquids, aerosol cans, or illegal drugs for disposal. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.